Hello, JCI USA. This is Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, many times you've heard me talk about the value of the network that we have in the JCs. We've talked about it at the international and the national level, and we've talked about how it sets us apart from the other organizations out there. But equally important is your individual network that you develop, your own personal tribe, so to speak. For me, it was West Calicipuland. And on this week's episode of Howl Time, I'm very excited to be able to sit down with two of the fellow West Calicipuland members, Miranda Williams and Neil Fitzgerald.
Hey, America Development Council Commissioner Neil Fitzgerald and COB of the great state of Mississippi and Program Manager Miranda, thank you both so much for joining me today. How are you both doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, thank you, Membership Director Emily. How are you?
Perfect. And now I understand, Commissioner Neil, you are joining us all the way from Argentina. Is that correct?
Indeed, I am. I am at the America's Leadership Academy for the next couple of days, working with the future leaders for JCI Americas in Mendoza. And then we have Conference of the Americas starting later this week, where we will have members from across North America, Central America, the Caribbean, and South America all coming together.
Wow, it's amazing. It's one of those conferences that really shows you the power of the network that the JCs has, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this is the first year that I've been fortunate enough to serve on the international level, and we've been in some trainings today, and I've picked up some new skills today and some new ways of looking at the organization. I can't recommend it enough.
And it's one of the things that's great about that is I've always said our network is one of the greatest things that we have in the JCs. And part of the reason why I'm so excited to have the two of you on today is because you probably are part of one of my closest networks within the organization. And I know that we think we're kind of a big deal and everyone should know who we are. But Miranda, could you tell us a little bit what exactly West Calicipuland is?
Well, it's four best friends that were formed as local presidents for local chapters in LTU. At the time, it was called Leadership Academy, I believe, or Local President Summit. And we just bonded, and the four of us have been inseparable ever since.
And, of course, it was originally Neil from California was the Cali. Miranda that was is the Sippy. Maryland, and Katie Paltucka, now Todia, I'll never be able to pronounce her last name, but was the West Virginia, and she of course had a baby, so we'll give her a pass on not being with us today because, you know, kind of takes a little bit of priority, but
yeah.
So Neil, what was your take on when we first met that first time when you arrived in St. Louis on your own?
Oh, good grief. I mean, my whole experience in St. Louis was incredible because I didn't really appreciate just how big the JCs were in the US. And I didn't really know much about the state organizations or the national organization. And I remember turning up in the middle of this poverty simulation because I'd been stuck in Denver overnight and nobody knew who I was. And then suddenly there's this random British dude in the middle of the room. And I remember meeting you guys, and I just remember thinking, oh, how cool is it that there's other people in the same boat as me who are learning the ropes of how to be a successful chapter president. And for me, I'd actually been chapter president the year before, and I'd only been a JC for a year, and I found it really, really hard. And so for me, going to St. Louis and knowing that there were other people just like me was incredible. And then, you know, our friendship just built off so quickly. And I just remember being in Baltimore as well and being on the light rail and texting my home chapter to go, I've got all these cool ideas for our Santa's Helpers toy drive. And they're like, wait, aren't you at a convention? I was like, yeah, that's the cool thing about going to the conventions. There's loads of other stuff that you can learn and there's loads of people that you can meet and everyone's in the same boat as you. And so for me, that was a really big deal. And that's when I realized just how wide the JCI network is. Sorry, there's some motorcycles going past. It's really annoying. They're quite loud.
And I know with the West Cal Stipulated, it started just as a joke on state dinner night when we said we were going to form our own state. But it really, from my take, formed into something more throughout the year. Say, Miranda, do you think it was like it was for me, it was a support system. I don't know what your take was it on Mississippi.
Well, for Mississippi, I felt like the state dinner night because I was there alone and it was my very first convention. And Neil was there alone, and Katie, I think she may have had one other one from West Virginia, or maybe a handful. But the three of us already had that, or the four of us already had that bond with each other that we had made at Local President's Summit. And then when they had state dinner night, I was a little bit disappointed because we have so many members that come to convention, and they'll be the only one there from their state. And I was that person several years ago, and I didn't know what to do on state dinner night. So I was kind of like, well, I don't really have a state to go with tonight. And I still feel like even though they do have state dinner night, it's great because I understand some chapters are so far away from each other that they don't really get to talk with their state very often. But I also love and really encourage people outside the state to go and meet other people outside their state, because you can form a bond like this. And yeah, it was a joke. I was like, I don't have a state. Neil didn't have a state. And so we sat on like some kind of duck mobile thing, some kind of that floated off of the land and then it went into the water or something. And we were like, well, we'll just be West Calisippi land. And then throughout the year, I mean, we probably would have had enough members to actually start our own charter.
That's true, because we have had the Buttons and the honorary members of West Calisippi Land over the years.
I mean, our West Calisippi Land swag was really hot there several years in a row.
Yeah, we even had our own MVPs. I think Troy Powell was our first MVP.
Yep, and then we had a couple of more after that.
Carla. We had Carla.
Yeah, we had Carla after that, and we had Crystal as well once.
Yeah.
We had t-shirts and flasks and all the stuff that everybody wanted to. I mean, that's how I got some Hawaii beads, was a West Calisippi Land flask.
And I think that's two big things that you get out of the JCs. Number one, it was we had fun. Because if people aren't having fun, they're not going to show up to things. So it's something important to remember. And the second thing was that.
Yeah, you know, that's really true. That's really true, Emily. I mean, at this training in Mendoza right now, one of the international vice presidents has just mentioned about how the fact that the most successful local organizations are the ones that are able to put on the projects, but have fun whilst doing it at the same time, because nobody wants to sit in a boring meeting for an hour and a half. And people nowadays don't have a lot of spare time. And so they want something which is going to be engaging for them and that they're going to get have some fun with. And I think that conventions are a great way of meeting people, and the trainings are cool, but for me it's hanging out with people who are in the same boat as you over a beer or over a coffee and just swapping ideas. And my second year as local president was way more successful than my first, and it's because of going to conventions, and it's because of meeting all of you and having that support network. Because when you're a local president is a really challenging role, and it can be a little bit lonely at the top. So it's great when you can meet other people who are just like you, who are experiencing the same challenges and opportunities just like you, and that you've got people who are independent, who you can bounce ideas off 24/7. I mean, we text a lot now, but I shudder to think how many text messages we probably all sent each other that year when we were all local presidents. I mean, we're on the phone a lot now, but we probably text each other, what, at least 10 times a day that year, because we were all brimming full of ideas.
At least.
Well, and you also have that support system, because when you're three or four local presidents together, it's a whole lot easier to vent to another state president. And you don't necessarily want to go to your advisor or your chairman of the board or anything, even though the chairman of the board's been through it and the advisor has been through it. But it was so relieving to have that open space where we could sit and talk and not be judged and hear, hey, look, we're going through the same exact thing. This is what we did. And then we were like, oh, well, let me try that. And then it was successful. And then the other one, and so on, so on. And the ball kind of kept rolling. And that's what I really enjoyed about that, my local president year.
And they say going to national event drastically increases the chances of someone staying with the organization. And I think the reason for that is just what we have here, just the friendship that we've formed. We support each other through the organization, but outside of it as well. I mean, we've gone on vacations together that were not JC related. We've helped each other out with things that have come up in life and career. And it's, we wouldn't have met without this organization.
I know. And I really, truly don't know how I would live my life for the past, because that was 2014. So for the past 5 years, I really don't know how my life would have survived without meeting the four of you, or the three of you, rather.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And, you know, for me, like, I moved to America for the job, but what keeps me in America is the JCs. And what keeps me within the JCs are the friends that I made. You know, I joined this organization because I didn't know anybody. And a lot of people join it for the leadership opportunities, or they want to network, or they want to learn new skills. But, you know, I'd wager that most of our members, when you say, why do you renew every single year? They talk about all the cool opportunities that you get and the trainings, but I guarantee you it's because they feel part of the family. And I think that it's really, really cool in an age of everyone sat on Facebook and social media and huddled over their phones and watching Netflix all day, that there's this group of people who think that there is life, there is more to life than just watching Netflix, and that we all get to do these cool projects, but we get to make lifelong friends out of it at the same time. And for me, that's worth every single penny. I mean, I don't know how much my friendship is worth with all of you, but I know it's worth a damn more than the membership dues that I pay every year to my chapter.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I think in this organization has a marketing tool, one of the most powerful things that we have is our stories. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to bring you both on here to talk about it, is because people are attracted to that passion. When they hear your story, it's the most powerful thing that you have. And it's one of the best ways that you can actually recruit new members into the organization. It's just by sharing what you've gotten out of it. And you both had amazing stories. I know, Miranda, you're a very outgoing person.
Yes.
Neil's British. He's a little reserved. So do you think, Neil, that without coming to the JCs, you would have made the same networks and the same friendships that you have?
No, definitely not. And I think if I hadn't have gone to that local president's summit, I don't know who I would have met at Baltimore, and I don't know where I would be within the organization as well. So having your tribe and finding your tribe is absolutely crucial. And now, you know, on the international level that I'm on, I'm building a tribe here as well, because I went to an international event in Puerto Rico earlier this year and got to meet people from all over the Americas. And then I've got to hang out with some of the same people right now this week, and I get to hang out with them this weekend and then in Estonia later this year. So I'm building a new network and a new tribe, and it's all due to that first original event in St. Louis, and it snowballs. And the more that you meet people, the more they introduce you to other people as well. And I have learned so much about myself and about how to manage other people and how to lead and how to do event planning and how to organize, and also just, you know, to be honest with you, how to be a better human being, how to be a better friend. And I've learned that through meeting you guys and just having all of those JCI experiences.
And now, Miranda, I know you're just coming off a phenomenal year in Mississippi. You formed two new chapters in the state. And what was it, 640% growth that you had? Do I have that number right?
680.
680, oh my God.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Not that you're counting.
Do what now?
How did you achieve that? I mean, that's a tremendous accomplishment.
Well, passion is contagious, and I had been on fire for several years, and my passion finally just bled through, and other people saw it. And I hope that the rest of the state can continue to pick up my passion and to know how important this can be to your future and to the future of our JCs that are not even of age yet. Like, I just want the organization to be here for my daughter to be a member of it and for my daughter to age out of it. And so that's what makes me passionate about this organization, is that it's done so much great things for me, and I want it for the future of my child. I'd love it for the future of my grandchildren if I ever have any. But that's the thing, is the passion and the spirit that keeps you going within the JCs.
Now, what would you say to people that sometimes they love this organization, most of the time they're passionate, but we all have our time where we're a little burned out, we're tired, and we're losing a little bit of that fire? What would you say?
I can be the first to admit that I didn't have a very strong support system here in Mississippi. We had one chapter. The chapter was in and off of probation. It was super hard. We have no active Senate here in Mississippi. And so I didn't have that support system that so many other states have. But through networking and meeting all of you, I found a support system outside. And the support system saw the passion in me and saw the passion that I had and the passion for this organization. And they supported me. So if your support system isn't necessarily in your state, that's fine. Reach out and find it. I mean, I've made jokes about being the redheaded stepchild of the Eastern Institute because they support me. Dixie also supports me, and I'm not going to like say they don't. But at the same time, I now have two support systems. And so it just makes it so much easier. But I was also lacking the home state support system. So in reality, I still have the same two support systems. I just had to go out and find it elsewhere.
And such a great testimony for going beyond the local level, because you do get that support system, and it really gives you the ability, if you don't like the way things are now, you can realize it's within your power to change it, grow it, make it better.
And in reality, everyone in the organization wants what's best for the organization. So if anyone ever tries to hold you back, you find that support system, and there's going to be somebody there, and you need to just do it and go with it.
Yeah, that's really important. And I think as well, you know, life changes, your career can change, your relationship can change, you could move states. And I think the key thing is that if you are feeling a little bit demotivated, is to know that it will pass, and have a conversation with yourself about why do you feel demotivated. Write down what's going on and think about how you can improve it. You need to have a plan to change a plan. And so if you can sit down and pause and reflect and think about why you're feeling that way, write it all down, and then, you know, think of who you can talk to within the organization who can give you a bit of a pick-me-up. I mean, we're very lucky because we've got each other. So, you know, if one of us is having a bad day or got something going on, we've got a tribe that we can talk to in confidence. So I can't stress enough, find your people, find your tribe. Find the ones that you know that you can rely on morning, noon and night, and that will really help. And if you do feel demotivated, just remember the excitement of when you joined the JCs and you found out how cool this organization is. I talk a lot about drinking the Kool-Aid, and remember why you drank the Kool-Aid, and remember why you joined, and then remember why you stay, because that will help remotivate you and it help reset your conversation. So You think about the positive and all the great experiences that you've had within JCI.
That's fantastic advice. So thank you guys so much for coming on here. I know the three of us could probably talk for hours and hours, but we might start to bore some people out there if we did that. So I'm only going to ask you guys for one more thing. And you've done it independently for me, and I'll even join in on this one. I don't usually do it, but for you two, I will. We got to give our best Wolfpack howl.
All right, we ready?
All right, shall we count down?
Sure.
Yeah, countdown.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh! I love that so much. This is why I love being a JC, right there. Who else can you wolf call at 5:30 in the afternoon?
That's true. Well, you at any time, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Commissioner Neal, have a wonderful time out in Argentina. Please say hi to all the rest of the Americas out there. And Miranda, keep killing it in Mississippi and helping all the chapters with the Shoot for Success program. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, JCI USA. I hope that you've enjoyed this week's episode of Howl Time and the story of West Calisippi Land. Now, I know that all of you out there have your own individual JC story. And you know what? I want to know about it. So if you're listening on the Anchor app, please leave a message and tell me about it. Or you can send me an email at Enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. You may just be featured on a future episode of Howl Time. Until next week, JCI USA, I'll howl at you later. Ow!